Hello friends, I'm going to take you through a journey of chapter number 9 of Principles of Management, which is titled as Departmentation. It's titled as Departmentation, as your name indicates. If you see this small sketch that's been drawn here, you'll see there are people standing in different positions, and if you notice, you know, they're standing on some certain configurations, certain sections. So as you must have guessed, this particular picture is depicting what is departmentation to an extent. We have heard the word department. All of us are familiar with the word department, right? Now, department is a form of departmentation. Department is a form of departmentation. Operations department, marketing department, HR, these are all departments which we are familiar with at the workplace, right? So, departmentation is a broader context, and why is it required? What are the different objectives behind doing that, and what are the different types of departmentation is what we are going to be discussing in this particular session. Okay, so let me take you to the very first slide. We have seen various functions of management. We have seen planning, we have seen organizing, we have seen staffing, directing, coordinating, controlling. The others are following in the other chapters, but these are the various processes, right? Departmentation is a part of the organizing process. So when you're organizing, what is organizing? Let's recall, organization is nothing but it's a preparatory before action. After planning and before action, there's a preparatory in which we are putting all the resources together before we take action. Resources which are linked with each other in the proper proportion. So one of the organization things which we learn is the manpower in the organization, which is what we learn in this chapter of organizing usually, wherein we depict the organization chart in which the various people who are working are depicted at different levels, and all the interrelationships as we know, and then all the vertical functional verticals that are coming down. Now in that organization process, we have a process called departmentation, and that's what we're discussing right now. Okay. And when the organization grows, it becomes complex. Now, let us go through a small understanding. When organizations are simple, they're easy to manage. A one-man show is very easy to manage. He, the person who starts his business all alone, he manages everything. He is a director, he is a pune, he is a clerk, everything all rolled in one. So when he is into a startup business, a small business, it's very manageable. And you can use simple methods to run the company. But as we all know, when businesses grow, from simplicity, they become complex. So when they become complex, they become unmanageable. Now, how do you know that your company is becoming complex? You come to know that your company is becoming complex by various indicators. When the customer is not getting what he wants, there are customer complaints coming. When deliveries are not going on time, when all the planning that you're doing is going haywire, in spite of all the processes, something is going wrong. So during that time, you realize that the existing system, the existing way of working, the organization way of working is not happening anymore. It's not being effective. So we need to catch the signals when to go for departmentation. If departmentation has to happen, then it doesn't happen just because the company is growing big. Now, complexity is the word we are using, not big. It can be a small company of few resources, but the operations may turn complex, we may have to go for departmentation. Okay? So, when things become unmanageable, and when things become unmanageable, what happens? There is always leakage of resources, wastage, duplication of activities. Some activities which are supposed to be done are not done also. So, these are certain symptoms which we see in many companies around us. And when you see these symptoms, it's time for you to realize that we need to do a certain process called departmentation, right? And so, when the organization grows, it becomes complex. Departmentation is needed when we want to handle complexity. When things become out of hand, unmanageable, customers are unhappy, you are also chaotic within the company, it has grown too big, the earlier systems which we created does not work anymore, or they are inefficient, and there's a general type of anguish. Things are not just happening. Everybody is working, everybody is doing something, but we are not able to produce the results. Okay, that's a situation of complexity where departmentation comes into picture. Departmentation involves grouping of common activities and resources under a single person's control, or it may be a group of people, not only a single person, but a group of people. What are we doing in departmentation? There are certain similar things. Certain activities require common resources. Certain activities require common resources. Now, when those activities are not together, then what is happening is we are allocating resources for those activities elsewhere. And when we are allocating resources, your common sense will tell you that there's a tendency for leakage. Proper allocation may not always take place. It may be more resources allocation or less resources allocation. And in some cases, the resources may not be allocated at all. For example, when an insurance company grows too many branches around the country, or even don't go as far as the country, talk about a city itself. In the city, too many branches have come up. And there's a manpower requirement in every branch of a certain level, depending upon the branch locality. And you suddenly find that, you know, the allocation of manpower in the densely populated area is not sufficient. Now, there, customers get lost, customers are dissatisfied, a tendency of the business going haywire will happen because people who are there, who are taking care of the branch, are less. In another place, there is a likelihood that there are more number of staff. Now, this sort of a allocation that happens maybe haphazardly doesn't speak of departmentation. So we need to allocate the right type of people so that we get the business from that area. And this is not about reducing numbers or increasing numbers. This is about optimization. That's the word we need to remember. Optimization means what? The best possible under the circumstances to serve the purpose. If it's a densely populated locality, then we need to have as many people to ensure that when the customers come, they're taken care of and complaints are kept to the minimum. It may be more number of people, less number of people. It may be high quality people or not so high quality people. At the end of the day, that branch has to deliver results. So there we optimize resources. Okay. Now the word is optimization. One more thing which I would like to add here is departmentation is not about cost cutting. Departmentation is not about cost cutting. I'll illustrate this with a particular illustration as I go down the line, maybe in the next slide, to show you how this could be misconstrued. This could be misinterpreted as if it's a cost cutting. It is not. It's more of a resource optimization. Resource optimization. In a cost cutting, my focus is on cutting the cost. Here, the focus is on allocating proper resources. I may have to spend more sometimes. I may have to spend less. And it leads to what is called as cost benefit. So one doesn't look at the purse and say that it's expensive to allocate one person here, but one looks at the benefit of allocating one person in the new branch or the branch which is located in a densely populated part of the city, right? So the activities are grouped on the basis of functions of the organization. The grouping is done. I'll explain a little later. And I'm taking an example right now, the illustration I talked about. Imagine an organization with four photocopying machines in four departments. Four photocopying machines in four departments, right? So the photocopying machine in the marketing section is overloaded and the utilization is 125%. That means in the marketing department, people are using the photocopy machine quite heavily. 125% means there's a queuing. There's a very big rush for getting the photocopy done. It is overutilized. The photocopying machine in the finance section has a utilization of only 100%. The finance department is using it to the full 100% exactly. Then we have the photocopying machine in the HR section has a utilization of only 60%, underutilized. And then we have the photocopying machine in the production section is utilized only to 10%, very, very low. Now four machines have been allocated and they are in departments. We have just taken an illustration of only four departments in the company. It is assumed that the other departments, which are not mentioned here, do not have photocopying machines. If they do not have photocopying machines, when they want to do photocopying, they may come to any one of these departments, perhaps, get the photocopy done, or they may go out to get the photocopy done and pay money. Either ways, those other departments who do not have a photocopy machine will be going through a lot of stress. And then allocating of work, the resource utilization, the manpower time to get the work done, the money that is spent, all that will unnecessarily add to the expenses of the company. Now, when you find that that is happening frequently, then you realize that something is going wrong. The figures, the bills go to the finance department of all the photocopying, and they suddenly realize that they are actually paying a lot of money unnecessarily. So when all these things are taken up, suddenly it goes to the strategic level, at the top level, at the CEO level, and the CEO and his team will sit down and ask a question: what do we need to do about the photocopying process in the company? So they would go along and they would say that, let's do one thing, let's optimize the photocopying operation in the company. There are departments which do not have photocopying machines. At the same time, four departments are having the photocopying machines. Two of them are pretty well utilized. One is underutilized and the other one is pathetically utilized, as you see in this illustration. Now the company says, okay, let's do one thing. Let's have a photocopying section separately. The creation of a photocopying section constitutes departmentation. Now what happens in the department? We'll have a number of photocopying machines, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five, maybe six. So one cannot turn around and say, suppose there are less than four machines, there are four machines we are talking about in this illustration. If there are less than four machines, one cannot jump to the conclusion saying that it's a cost cutting. This is one word of caution I want to tell all of you who are listening to me. We'll work out the loadings on the machine. We'll try to see what the trend of the usage. On the basis of this, we may arrive at a strategic decision saying that instead of four machines, let's have five machines, maybe six, or maybe even two. So having done that, we have a housing, a particular office, a department, which may be called as a photocopying department. So anybody and everybody who wants to do photocopying will go there and they'll get the photocopying done. Since it's a standalone department, it's not a user department, what would happen? There'll be a queuing system, people will give the requisition, they'll give the photocopy, and at a certain allocated time, the photocopies will be given back to the department. Now, is this systematic or not? Is this not converting the complexity into simplicity? The answer is yes. Now, let us again not jump to the conclusion that everything has to be made into a department. It should be worth it. It should be feasible. So when it is feasible, what is feasible? For the amount of money I'm investing in creating a department, the payback should also be worth it. Payback means what? For the investment I do, there should be return on investment, which means I must be able to recover the cost of setting up that particular department in terms of occupying an office, in terms of putting up the facilities, in terms of hiring the manpower. All the costs put together should be able to be recovered fast. It should be worth it. Not only that, in the long run, it should enable the photocopying process to become much more smoother, because that department will be concentrating only on that one skill and all the related skills of photocopying. Maybe printouts, maybe creating documents for people. So it can become something like an office support system department. Now this is a case of a departmentation, an example I've given you, right? So let's take it further. The problem, as we see, that there's a machine idle time in three sections, and in one section there are queues of people waiting for photocopying. Can the marketing people go to the other sections? It depends on the management policy. Marketing people can also go to make photocopies from outside. I've already explained this to you, right? So now the solution is, actually it is prudent, it's wise to have a photocopying department with maybe two machines only, with one person who will cater to all the organization for their photocopying requirements. Or as I said earlier, we may go for more number of machines. It depends upon what's the feasibility study we have done, right? So this is departmentation, which turns complexity into simplicity, right? And now, however, it's a must to utilize the resources optimally. This is what I've been emphasizing. It means what? It need not be that the machines are to be used all the time by all departments. Now that is what some people erroneously think. It has to be used for the right purpose at the right time in the right proportion. It should be available whenever the need arises so that the demand and the supply are taken care of, right? If the departmentation is done, it must facilitate resource optimization. Whatever resources we are there, it should be optimized, right? If this is not possible, then the departmentation will not serve its purpose. In many organizations, I've seen they create departmentation with the idea of simplifying things. Now, when I want to simplify things, I'm going to create a small infrastructure, an office or a facility. The cost of the facility may be so expensive, and what it gives back in return to the internal customers may be very, very meager. So we must work out this particular balance. For the investment I'm making of putting up a new housing, a new part of the factory for a new type of operation, separate from the other operations, it should be worth it in terms of returns. So there has to be a feasibility done before the departmentation is resorted to into action. It's very important, right? Another example is a big finance company. The finance company is expanding and creating many branches in the same city. I think I told you sometime back about an insurance company. However, it's found that half of the branches do not have any footfall, meaning people don't come in. Footfall means customers coming in, right? The resources, namely men, materials and machines, are idling. Okay, some branches are just not doing. They're only spending money on the day-to-day maintenance, right? Then the business will be in a loss. It can be like that. It's like the proverb, operation successful and patient dead. Meaning, I've opened the branches in various places for the facility of people, but people are not coming in. So where have I gone wrong? I may have gone wrong in assessing the business potential in certain regions. For example, I must have thought that in a certain populated locality of the city, people would willingly come to the branch, but they're not coming. So that means some consumer research has gone wrong. After setting up this infrastructure, I find that I'm going into a loss. So what am I supposed to do? Shut it or think of some other method. Now that particular locality which is having population, there may be some people who may be coming. Can I deprive them? No. So I may have to rethink about a branch in a locality close to that populated locality so that those people are not deprived. So it requires a lot of strategic thinking. Correct? Now this is what we are going to be doing in this case also, finance companies, which is being discussed here, right? Now we talk about the process of departmentation, the steps and the flowchart. How do we go about doing it? It starts off with identification of work. Work means, what is it that I need to departmental? What is it that I need to conduct a departmentation on? Taking the case of the photocopying machine, that's a work. Then analysis of details of each work. I analyze each of the department's utilization of the photocopying machine. Detailed analysis. How many copies are coming out per hour? Are the photocopying machines maintained properly? Is there an AMC by some agency coming and doing it? And what sort of copies are you taking? Are they colored copies or black and white copies? Monochrome. So all those details you have to first collect, right? And the description of the function. What exactly is the role of this particular department? What's the role of that particular function which I am studying? The role is to create copies of documents required for various user departments for quick action taking and decision making. That means they have to be very prompt. They must give quality copies which are easy to read, which do not have a problem about ink and other things. So that will be broadly the description of the function. Then what I do is I group the similar activities. Photocopying is done in department A, department B, department C and department D. Now those are similar activities but done in four different locations. So could I group them together? Grouping of similar activities. And then entrusting the grouped activities to a separate person or a separate group of people specialized in the respective field and providing him or the group with suitable staff. The example which I told you about the photocopying machine. So we have a separate person who knows how to run it, who knows how to remove the glitches which happen when the operations are going on, and then he is in a position to give efficient and effective services. And lastly, fixing the scope of the authority and the responsibility of the department heads. Very clear. This person whom we would like to call him as the HOD, the head of the department of the photocopying division, would be given the authority and the responsibility to ensure that things are running smoothly. So what are we doing actually? The organization is very complex as it grows on a very ad hoc basis. On the basis of immediate needs, the departments would have gone in for buying their photocopying machines initially. But as this ad hoc decisions keep growing, you find that a number of ad hoc decisions create a complexity. So then we have to sit down and strategize. And when we are strategizing, we start converting the entire organization photocopying scenario into bits and chunks. This is called as chunking. So bring all those things together and make them into one chunk. So when I look at the chunk, I see only photocopying operations and photocopying things. Similarly, other activities in the company also are brought together. Common activities and common resources are all bunched together. So we have a number of bunches, and each of the bunches are interlinked. The interlinking is very important. How they coordinate among themselves to make the organization goals happen, right? So this is about the process of departmentation. And what is the need and importance of department? Why do we need it? What's the importance? Departmentation increases the operating efficiency of the employees because it facilitates the grouping of activities which are of similar nature. When the activities are of similar nature, they get done rapidly. If all of us are from production, shop floor, and we are all producing in the same area, we are able to do things faster. As against one production engineer here, another production engineer in some other department doing something, a production there, what would happen is, I need certain production support systems here, and that person also needs it there. So when he needs some support system there and I need it here, there'll be additional expenditure, additional resources, additional activities that may happen. I may be doing a welding job here and he may also do a welding job there. So both of us will be actually having two different welding machines, which may not be required depending upon the load that I'm carrying, just like the photocopying example. So that being the case, what happens is all similar activities, when they group together, the effectiveness increases, the efficiency increases. That's the first need and importance. Then comes, there's a fixation of responsibilities to various executives of the organization, and it makes the executive to be alert and efficient in his duties. Clutter is removed. If I'm working with a group of people in my domain area, specialization, other people are having different specializations. We are working in a group and there is a certain amount of something is going wrong. All the time I'll be conscious about my linkage with them because we work as a team. So during such occasions, there's a likelihood of my thinking going chaotic. So I don't think in my domain area alone, I start thinking multi-generic. And that affects the quality and the output of my work. When I'm together with my types, all engineers together, under one roof, a production roof, then what happens is, we are alert and efficient in our duties and we are focused into what we are doing. Right? Third point is, the department heads are given certain powers and are allowed to take their own decisions. It increases the prestige and the skill of the departmental heads. The self-esteem grows. There's a certain type of a work ethic that you experience, a pride in what you do. You're focused. And since you're focused, since you're skilled in that particular job, whatever output comes, it makes you feel good. And you start growing there. Right? And then we come to the last one. The work of various departments is evaluated by the top management and the department, which is not managed properly, it's identified. So wherever there are things not properly managed, wherever there are customer complaints, work not flowing properly in spite of resources being allocated, certain types of disorders in terms of human relations. Now, whenever these things are going on, increasingly and over a period of time, then you must look into it whether there's a need for departmentation. Right? This makes the departmental heads efficient and alert, right? So that's covering the need and the importance of departmentation. Now, factors in departmentation. What are the factors we need to take into account? What are the points we need to take into account when we are doing a departmentation, right? First is, departmentation should yield the advantages of specialization. So the whole process of departmentation is based on the specialization principle. All architects specialize in architecture will be together. All quality people specialize in quality will be together. Clubbing of things together. Let me also add something right now. let's not always feel that departmentation is required in all scenarios. Now, this may sound very weird for some of you. There are times when departmentation creates a problem for other areas also. So, departmentation, before you design it, you need to have a proper picture about the whole organization's working. Don't go along and say that department is required because the company has become big. It may not be required in some cases, right? So, departmentation should yield advantages of specialization, and specialization may be functional, such as sales, finance, production, and personnel. There should be a proper control under the departmentation and simplification of control process. There should be scope for automatically checking the activity of one person by another person, a separate executive. That means within the departmentation, there should be certain forms of checks and controls. When I have done some work and my colleague also is the same domain area, then you know there is a tendency for us to check and ensure that things don't go wrong when they go out of our department. That's very important, a form of check and control, right? The whole business activities are grouped department wise and it requires coordination. Now, this is what I told you earlier, bunching of activities together, each one of the activities is separate, and then the linkages that you form is a coordination, right? The purchase department should be located near the production department. This is one of the assumptions done in this particular case, and this will facilitate easy coordination. There's a factory which is manufacturing components, and there's a sourcing department which sources raw materials, semi-finished goods from outside, and sub-assemblies also maybe. So when they come into the plant, you know, the purchase department, the sourcing department, it's in the plant near the production unit, or in the production unit one of the offices is given, and when the materials are also coming, they should all be in a place where the flow becomes easier towards the production. Common sense tells us this. Now, when you're having a small unit, then this is something which we don't think scientifically that time. When it grows bigger, then the location, the layout of the plant, the location of the various departments are very important. That's where the departmentation and the focus thinking comes into picture, right? An unusually important activity of the business should be recognized. If greater attention is necessary, the activity should be entrusted to a separate division or a higher level of organization according to its importance. Unusually important activity. The organization is going through a product launch, and the product launch is happening in a place where you find that there's a good potential. Market survey has told you good potential. Your competitors are already drawing a lot of money from that source, from that location. Now, that's an unusually important activity because first time you're going there, and then you know you suddenly realize that the manpower required, all the inputs required there is not sufficient. So you need to quickly do some departmentation to ensure that things work out there. So anything that is not coming in the gamut of things, suddenly it appears to be very unusual, something new, and it is very important, vital. It may be worth it going in for departmentation if you look at the feasibility part of it, right? So next comes, the departmentation should take into consideration the local conditions of the place concerned. Another interesting thing, two factories, one located in city A, and the same company's another factory manufacturing the same goods is located in another city B. In the location A, there may be certain types of departmentation required, not necessarily only for the companies alone, but with the locality into account. For example, there's a departmentation numbers which we are discussing in the little later. In one area, we may have to do departmentation by numbers, maybe in the factory A of the same company. But it does not necessarily mean that I have to do departmentation of numbers in the location B, because there the numbers may not be a major complexity. So the point we are emphasizing is that the local conditions have to be taken into account. Economy. Now, at the end of the day, it should be borne in mind that expenses are incurred in the creation of a separate department. It means avoiding unnecessary expenditure and allowing essential expenditure. So when I say economy, I'm talking about feasibility. It should be worth it. So if it's worth it, then go for it. So you have to work out a feasibility. After how many days, how many months, how many years, this investment of building a new office is going to pay back. And then sustain in making the thing happen over a period of time. So those are the things, factors which we need to take into account. Now, we talk about the very first departmentation, which is called as departmentation by functions. The department which you and I talk about frequently, planning department, or we talk about production department, marketing, purchase, these are all the vertical specialization, we call it vertical specialization. So the organization runs because there are specialists of every nature and they do their specialized jobs and they coordinate with each other to make the goals of the organization happen, right? So this is called as departmentation by function, where we are given a designation called a general manager. You may call him anything, HOD, CEO, whatever you want, but here is a person and to him are reporting the production department and everybody below the production department, below this, are the people who are into production only, production specialization. Then we have sales department, accounts, finance, purchase. So each of them are called as a functional verticals. So this is the way a departmentation by function takes place, right? Now we talk about the next one, departmentation by product or service. Departmentation by product or service. When the organization grows in complexity in terms of number of products offerings, and you find that handling them becomes very challenging, then you resort to departmentation by product or service. A bank has 8 or 10 or 15 services being offered, and all the services offered under one roof or by one group of people may not be easy in the long run. And so what they do, they go for departmentation by products. So if you want to buy a certain product or a service, you go to so and so place or so and so executive. If you want to buy another product or a service, you go to another person. So what they do, this person will handle only product A, the other person will handle only product B. So when do we go for departmentation by product or service? When the products or the services offered by the organization becomes too complex for them to handle. When do you realize they are complex? When customer complaints come, customer dissatisfaction happens, or internally you have a major coordination of stock taking of the products, or you have a problem about coordinating among the various products, product groups. When all those things start coming, the complexity has started. When the smooth flow is interrupted of products or services from the creation to the customer, that is a signal that you need departmentation. Simplifying it, right? So here we have a product manager A, under whom we have manufacturing, sales, purchase, finance. Similarly, we could have a product manager B, under whom manufacturing, sales, purchase, finance will be there of his product. This is a product A, we have another product B. This is internal to the organization. As far as the manufacturing is concerned, as far as the product creation is concerned. Now, this division itself can be handling only product A. From creation to quality control to marketing to sales to after sales service, everything will be handled only by that one product division, right? Now, departmentation, next comes departmentation by region. They're very easy to understand. Whenever an organization grows and the geographical extent keeps increasing and it becomes unmanageable, and you find that the leakage of resources are taking place, and you also notice that customers are not getting service properly, at that time we've split the geographical locations into small bits, manageable bits, and that is called as departmentation by region or area. It is suitable for business units which is wholly dispersed. It could be within the same city, it could be within one same locality, number of units like courier companies, or it could be throughout the state, or it could be throughout the country. So when the dispersion is there, it becomes usually unmanageable with the centralization process, and so one has to go for the departmentation by region. So typically we have a north zone, south zone, east zone, west zone, or if you talk about one city, they'll say south of the city, north of the city, center of the city, and so on and so forth, right? So the business activities are grouped area wise and a single person is made in charge of the respective area. The local persons are appointed as salesmen in each area, and it helps the business unit to increase the sales. The reason is that the local person is familiar with the local language, culture and preferences of the customer. Now there's an add-on, What really happens is this particular region is serviced by a group of people who handle everything in the region. And to make it a little more efficient, we have the local person knowing the local language and the local culture. For example, if you are going to be into an FMCG type of a scenario, fast moving consumer goods, the FMCG may have one region, let's say western region, located, headquarters located in Mumbai. Now, definitely we'll be taking for FMCG people who know Marathi, people who are local culture people, so that they will be in a position to make the things happen here. Now, the same FMCG location, let us say it is located in south, in Chennai. Then obviously all of us will know, will agree that we need people there who know the product knowledge of this FMCG, but they are able to relate to the culture there. If as a business strategy of the company, I try to appoint someone from Mumbai, not knowing the culture in south, he may not be that effective. And so when I'm doing a department in my region, the slide is telling us that let's have people who are familiar with the local culture, who can relate with the local customers in that region. This is theory. But in practicality, what organizations expect? They expect that everybody should be able to be smoothly operating with everybody else in the other parts of the region also. So in the long run, organizations would like you to be flexible. So whichever region you're going, you cannot say my limitation that I do not know the language or something. You're supposed to get work done. And so organizations expect you to be adaptive. Of course, that part of the discussion is not a part of departmentation, but I wanted to draw your attention to that. That's why I'm explaining that. Okay. Next, we have departmentation by region or area, which is depicted somewhat in this fashion. As I explained to you, there's a person, call him a branch manager, general manager, CEO, whatever you want to call him. And below him, there are four regions shown here: north, east, west, and south. Right. Now I'm discussing departmentation by customers. Again, when do we go for departmentation by customers? When the customers are diverse in nature, too complex to handle, and each customer's requirements and needs and products are different. So when such a scenario exists, like this example given here, we have a general manager here, and there is a departmentation by customers, there's a loans department, there's a deposits department, and there's a payment department. Right? Now in the loans department, there are different types of customer needs. There's an NRI, non-resident Indian, who has got a certain need. And the way his loan is getting serviced is different. His needs are different. Then we have the farmers, the kisans, right? Then we have the professionals, working professionals, self-employed or whatever. And then finally the businessmen. So all the four of them are drawing loans from this particular bank, I presume. And when they're drawing the loans, they need to be serviced separately. So separate group of people are responsible for NRI, separate group of people for farmers, separate group of people for professionals, and for businessmen. Now this particular type of departmentation is called as departmentation by customers. The same thing can be applicable for deposits and payments and maybe other products with the companies offering, this bank is offering, right? Next we go down to departmentation process. Very interesting. Now I'd like to tell you, add something here. Departmentation by function we did as the first departmentation we discussed. In departmentation by function, we are talking about functional verticals. So one point I would like all of you to note down, that departmentation by functions is vertical and departmentation by process is horizontal. Departmentation by function is vertical and departmentation by process is horizontal. Now what do I mean by horizontal? Within every vertical, there is a potential for departmentation by process. Within every vertical, there is a potential for departmentation by process. Meaning, every vertical, let us take the case of production vertical. In production vertical, there is a start and a finish to the production function. The raw material sourcing, the inspection, the machining, the sub-assembly, the assembly, the inspection, quality control, and finally the dispatch. Now these are all the various stages of value addition of the production process. So long as the number of products are less, it's manageable, the scale is also less, it's okay not to have a departmentation by process. Meaning, if I'm going to be manufacturing, let us say 20 machines, I'm just giving an example. if I'm going to manufacture 20 machines and that's my capacity and that's the demand from the market, from my customers, so I may not have separate divisions for each of the machine building activity. I may not have a specialized department location of sourcing separate. It may not be feasible. I may not have a separate testing department when the materials come in. I may not have a separate machine building and assembly and then separate QC and separate dispatch department or something. I may not require it since there are only 20 machines I am making, a small scale unit. But when this 20 machines becomes 200, 2000, 20,000, then all of you will agree that the complexity increases. Then I may need to have separate departments for sourcing, separate departments for for testing of the raw materials when they come in, separate department for the other functions which are happening. Typically, if you go to an automobile unit, you must have seen this. A separate department which takes care of the materials, a separate housing, separate department, separate function. That process goes to the next department where the materials are coming in, inspected, inspection department. From there, the inspection, the flow goes to the press shop where all the automobile doors and the windows and all are made, and so on and so forth it goes. Now, this particular department is a horizontal flow. So, this departmentation happens when the value addition steps of the progressive manufacture of the product or the service is advancing. And when it becomes too complex, we need to have this. So, like I said earlier, within every vertical, within every departmentation by function, there is a potential for departmentation by process. When I say potential means, when it grows in complexity, it has to go for departmentation by process, right? So, next we talk about departmentation by time. Very easy to understand. The business activities are grouped together on the basis of time of the performance. If the work is not completed within the normal working hours, extra time is to be given to complete it, and after the normal working hours, only interested persons are told to do the job and one person is responsible to supervise them. Whatever be the work performed after the normal working hours, a separate department is in charge of that. Now, I would like to slightly tell you different. Departmentation by time is resorted to when you need more output, when you need more output with existing facilities. There are 20 machines and the present output is, let us say, 1000 units of something. And the company wants to go for 2000 units, but they don't have the money to invest in taking fresh new machines. So the existing machines are operating, let us say, for one general shift from 9 to 5. So the company may resort to converting the time into a different framework. They'll say, instead of doing from 9 to 5, let's start the factory at 6:30 in the morning, end it around 3 o'clock or 3:30, first shift. And then they may have a second shift starting from, let's say, 4, going up to maybe 11:30, 12 or whatever. So same facilities, when I want to leverage and bring about more output, I go for departmentation by time. You must have seen this in schools. Some of us study in schools which have shifts. The primary section will have a morning shift, the secondary may have an evening shift. Why? Number of classrooms are limited, that's why. Right? So departmentation of time is resorted to when the facilities or the resources available are limited, but we need more output. Right? And now we go for departmentation by numbers. Small groups perform similar duties. So let's say a pipe laying going on the roads. The pipe laying comprises a group of people who have to remove the pipes that are coming on the trucks and the containers, put them in a location close to the site. And then it's people who are there to dig the trench, lay the pipe inside, weld the pipe together, and do whatever operations are there. So all this has to be done by a group of people. This group of people are split into numbers, wherein one group of people does one similar activity. A group of people will be interested to bring the pipe from the truck to the location. department management numbers. Another group of people will be taking the pipe from there through a crane or whatever and hauling it down into the trench, and so on and so forth. So this is small groups performing similar duties. Each group is supervised by a supervisor. Like in an army, the soldiers are grouped into squads, battalions, companies, brigades and regiments on the basis of allotment of men of each unit. It's typically seen in the army, in the armed forces. So the principles of span of management, span of control or span of supervision is used under this type of departmentation. We have learnt it in another chapter, span of management. So there is one supervisor, one foreman, whatever name you want to call him, and below him there will be a number of people, and he is in charge of them, he delegates work to them, span of management. This is departmentation by numbers. Now we come to departmentation by marketing channels. What's a marketing channel? The way, the method by which I'm reaching a product or a service to the customer. The method by which, the means by which I'm reaching a certain product or a service to the customer is a marketing channel. So we have channels like direct selling, as you call it, B2C, or we may have a channel that goes through distributors, retailers, etc. We may have a multi-level marketing. Different marketing channels are available. So as business has become increasingly market oriented, this method of departmentation has grown in importance. It is adopted on the basis of channel of distribution chosen by the particular business unit on the basis of nature of goods and marketability of the product. A perishable product like a flowers or fruits or vegetables, we do direct selling, as you know. We may bring it from the farm in, let's say, refrigerated trucks, bring it to a hub from where it is again taken up by other people, but it has to be done very, very fast. So that's one part of it. Now I could be having the same product being sold in different marketing channels. The same case of vegetables, for example. We know that when we go to the shopping malls, there are vegetable outlets there. So those are the ones that come through the distribution network. We also go to the vendors who are on the roadside, from whom we buy vegetables, straight away it comes from them to us. They bring it from somewhere else. Or we may go directly to the marketplace, the wholesale marketplace, and bring vegetables from there. So it is the same product may be reaching the customer by different forms. Okay. And that brings us to the end of this very short chapter on departmentation. Friends, wish you all the best.